Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
Recently on the Apologetics Live podcast that I do live on Thursday nights with Matt Slick and myself, we had someone that called in and was trying to argue that he used to be a Christian, which always gets my goat because they never used to be a Christian. They were a hypocrite that stopped pretending. Oh, we did a whole podcast episode on that on the dailies that you can go back and listen to. But the thing that ends up happening is they make the argument they used to be a Christian. And this gentleman's argument is that he walked away from believing in Christianity after being a youth minister because of all the contradictions in the Bible. What contradictions? Well, I asked him that and wanted him to give me some. And his contradictions all dealt with the issue of supposedly salvation. He said there are many ways to be saved in the Bible. I said, no. Matt Slick said, there's only one, to put faith in Jesus Christ. And I said, no, there's actually two. And Matt said, that's correct. Live perfectly under the law or put faith in Jesus Christ. He went on to say that there's many contradictions in the Bible when it comes to salvation. And what we'd like to do over the course of this week is address the issues he brought up, because you may hear these issues and realize that people try to say there's contradictions in the Bible, but as I explained to this gentleman, they're usually because of someone's lack of interpretation of Scripture and following of the rules of interpretation. And he did just that in every one of his examples, and we're going to look at them coming up soon on the Wrap Report Daily.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.